Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hi, doctor. I'm just wondering if you can give me any advice on the health of my lungs with respect to last September, I believe September and October, our region, I live in Linwood, but I work up in Everett, and we were just blanketed with a tremendous amount of smoke.
I know what you mean, sir.
Smoke came from fires.
Yep, I know.
In Northern California and Eastern Washington, just mm-hmm. blanketed. I've never felt so bad in my life. As an adult, I've never had the flu. I don't get flu shots. I don't do any of that kind of thing. But I was just like zonked out. I still went to work. I never missed a day of work. But I was just thinking, is there anything I can do to protect myself from that kind of event if it happens again?
Aside from not breathing, which won't work too well, yes, there's a couple, three great things. One is that vitamin A helps to strengthen the lining surfaces of the sinuses, the bronchial tubes, and in fact, strengthens that whole lining. Oh, my, we're getting some good background noise there, some bad background noise. Are you still there, sir?
I am here.
Okay, well, I hope that's not overwhelming you, too, the noise. Anyway, that vitamin A protects the whole lining surface of the entire respiratory tract. So one of the things, and it's not the only thing, and it's not going to keep the smoke from bothering you, but one of the things that one should do to protect against damage from all of that is vitamin A. Do you take vitamin A each day, sir?
I do. I can't quote the amount, but I've got a regimen that I do that is the best I can think of, but I don't know that it's optimal.
Okay. Well, vitamin A is a fat-soluble vitamin, and, of course, it needs more of the fat-digesting enzymes to absorb it. However, there's a company out there with whom I am not associated, got to say that right up front, that's gotten around that by putting the vitamin A into what they call liposomal form. In other words, it's got little fatty acids all around the vitamin A molecule, and that helps it to absorb better. And actually, some of it can absorb from under the tongue. You might look for that brand. It's Biotics Research. And once again, I'm not affiliated in any way with that company. And each drop is 12,500 units. So four drops a day is 50,000 IU, and I'd be using that every day. And then if that smoke starts coming in again, I'd double up on it, because if it's too much for anybody, it gives them a headache, and they can tell right away, and they back off. But most people, particularly us guys, if we ever felt like it, and I wouldn't recommend it, but if we ever felt like it, there's research out there showing guys taking 400,000, 500,000 units a day for 6 months, and they didn't get hurt and didn't get any headaches. And it really does protect, but still, you can get that good protection during good times with 50,000 units, and you can probably double up when it's there and just protect those lungs. Now, that's one thing you can think about. Now, the second thing to think about, oh, excuse me, sir, you're how old this year?
I'm ashamed to say I'm 59.
Don't be ashamed. My goodness, you got a long way to go, sir. Come on now.
Sure.
Researchers at the Lung Research Institute at Georgetown University actually proved that lungs could regenerate. I'm not kidding. They were working particularly with women. Women have a lot more COPD. That is, non-smoking women have a lot more pulmonary deteriorative disease than non-smoking men. And what helps to bring their lungs back is good old estrogen. Now, funny thing, guys, in our bodies, we do make little bits of estrogen out of testosterone if it's needed, but we only make too much if we happen to be in the category of type 2 diabetes, or if it's in our family, then we could make too much out of our testosterone. So actually, hormones can help to rejuvenate lungs, sir, and they're not all that dreadfully expensive. And then lastly, there's this treatment derived in the 1920s in Switzerland. It happens to be called cellular rejuvenation therapy, and it does exactly what the name is. Namely, it helps the cells to rejuvenate themselves. Just for example, if a person happens to have a weak heart and heart failure, besides all the other things to do, if we use, no kidding now, cellular rejuvenation therapy, focusing on the heart, that heart can get significantly stronger. Same thing can happen to lungs. Let's see. give you an example of how well it can work. Here comes this poor lady to see Dr. Niehaus, who put this whole program together. And, oh, my goodness, she's been told she's going to die in 6 weeks because, unfortunately, when she was having her giant goiter removed, and that's very common in the Swiss Alps where they all were at that time, her parathyroid glands had been removed too. And when you remove the parathyroid glands, oh my goodness, your serum calcium drops low. You go and get the shudders and shakes and you die in a few weeks, which is why the Mayo Clinic became so famous, because the Mayo brothers could do that surgery and they never, ever removed everybody's parathyroid glands. So that's a side note, though. So anyway, what did Dr. Niehaus do? He gets himself some fetal animal parathyroid cells, injects them into this woman's muscle. She was 53. She lived to be 85 before she died. And guess what? Her serum calcium went right back to normal. One can restore the function of cells. Now, let's see. Oh, yes. And the other thing that Dr. Niehaus did was work with teenagers, older in their teens anyway, who weren't growing properly. And he figured, let's give them some pituitary. And he did. And what do you know? They grew. Yes, because the pituitary gland makes a growth hormone, and apparently their pituitary glands weren't doing it. But at Dr. Niehaus' time, nobody ever heard of growth hormone. So I'll shut up and apply this back to you, sir. If a person has an organ or a tissue that's not doing so well, if we use the cellular rejuvenation therapy, it usually does better. Now, here's the bad news. It costs more money than taking vitamin A or taking testosterone and having it turn into estrogen in our own bodies in the appropriate amounts, that is.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I so much appreciate your help, and I'm going to get ready for the next onslaught this coming fall,
Yeah. Until people learned how to manage the forests like they did years and years ago, I think we're going to keep getting onslaughted. You're right.
Yeah. I love the outdoors. That's where my focus is. And, I'd like to stay alive for a few more years to enjoy it.
There you go, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. And in case it's ever needed, folks, cellular rejuvenation therapy is available through Tahoma Clinic.